You know what time it is. It's time for Microcast Monday, next on the Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Happy Monday. I hope your day is off to a great start. Remember, a lot of opportunities lie ahead of you. You just got to have that mind open, the proper mindset, but you got to back it up with action. Patrick here. Thank you for tuning in. A big shout out to all the brave men and women working in the criminal justice field, whatever you are doing, wherever you are at. Thank you for doing it. Remember this, you are honored, cherished, and above all, you are loved. Keep up the fantastic work. I want to talk to you a moment about FHE Health, specifically the program called Shatterproof for first responders like you. If you are suffering, if you know somebody that is suffering from addiction, mental health issues, or both, please reach out to the great folks at Shatterproof. You can reach out to me. The link is in the show notes. But please, you are worth it. Get the help you need, or if you know somebody who is struggling again with addiction or mental health issues, or maybe both, please reach out today. You will not regret it. It can save your life. It saved my life. Again, the links are in the show notes. On to Microcast Monday. We all have busy lives. I know you are extremely busy with whatever you are doing in the criminal justice field, but sometimes you have to learn how to step back and live in the moment. Let me say that again, live in the moment, because this moment in time, right now, you will never get back. Again, we are all busy. I know that. We live in an amazing time, but we also live in a very, very busy time. We are easily distracted. We got a million things going on at once, but please, learn to live in the moment. What does that mean? That means taking a step back from whatever you're doing right now, closing your eyes if you can, if it's not a safety issue, and taking some deep breaths. And appreciate what is going on around you. Don't look ahead. Do not try to look down the road and around the corner to see what's going to happen. First of all, you will drive yourself crazy. You don't know what's going to happen. So learn to live in the moment. I am still practicing this, but I've gotten a lot better. Because again, this moment in time is never going to repeat itself again. So if we learn to live in the moment, if we learn to appreciate what is going on right now in your world, even though it might suck, that's how we learn, right? Live in the moment. Because really, that's at the core of mindfulness. That's the core of meditation. For those of you who meditate, you know what I'm talking about. Living in the moment, clearing your mind, taking some deep breaths in a quiet space where you cannot be distracted. But again, this is an issue for a lot of people. Again, I know it was for me for a lot of years. Live in the moment. Enjoy the moment. This is a learning experience for you. I remember when I first got into treatment at Shatterproof. I was trying to look down the road. Look down the road. Okay, what do I need to do next? What about tomorrow? What about next week? What about next month? Where am I going to get a job? Where am I going to do this? Instead of just living in the moment. Yes, it was difficult, but it got better. I kept my mind open. If you are not keeping your mind open, you already lost. You need to keep your mind open. You need to live right now in the moment. You know, in the grand scheme of things, we are not here for very long. 70 to 80 years, most of us. And in the grand scheme of things, folks, that is not very long. Why not live in the moment? Live each day like it's your last day, because you never know what's going to happen in this crazy world we live in. So take a moment today. Take several moments today, if you can. Close your eyes and live in the moment. Breathe. Appreciate the sounds around you. Appreciate what's going on. Just take it in. And try not to worry about the things you can't control. Now, I'm not trying to get religious on you, but I remember there was a prayer that my mother and father used to recite to me and my brothers and sisters when we were growing up. It's the Serenity Prayer. Again, I'm not trying to get all religious on you, but it's a great prayer. And it goes something like this. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things that I can and the wisdom to know the difference. Folks, God bless all of you. I am proud of each and every one of you. And remember, I'd love to hear from you. If you know of a great guest who would be beneficial to you and other listeners, please reach out to me. You can find all my links on the cjevolution.com website. And when you have a moment, please take the time and give us that 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. We sure would appreciate it. Go out, conquer your day, and stay tuned for more great guests on the top-ranked Criminal Justice Evolution Podcast. Be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.